New York Times, Colombia to send 1 million more global migrants in 2024. By Neil Munro on September 19, 2023. 1 million economic migrants from around the world will exit Colombia for the United States in 2024, says the leftist president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro. Colombia will not interfere with the huge flow out of Colombia, across Panama's Darien Gap, through Mexico, and up to the U.S. border, Petro told the New York Times. The answer to this crisis, he said, was not to go chasing migrants at the border or to force them into concentration camps that blocked them from trying to reach the United States. I would say yes, I'll help, but not like you think, Mr. Petro said of the agreement with the Biden administration, which was big on ambition but thin on details. He said any solution to the issue had to focus on solving migrant social problems, which do not come from Colombia, but come from the United States. He expects 500,000 people to cross the Darien this year, he said, and then 1 million next year, up from 250,000 migrants in 2022, the newspaper added. 1 million more Darien Gap migrants in 2024 would be in addition to the huge illegal migrant flow from Central American countries. Colombia's illegal inflow, plus the huge legal inflow of 1 million legal immigrants and 1 million supposedly temporary workers, would deliver roughly one migrant for every birth in the United States. That massive inflow would accelerate the elite push demographic replacement within Americans' homeland. The huge 2024 inflow can be reversed by Republican leaders in Congress this month if they can bar the government from spending money to admit migrants. The inflow of migrants is rising because the White House and Congress allow them to get jobs throughout the United States. If they could not get jobs to pay their smuggling debts, few poor people would take the huge and expensive risk of migrating to the United States. Once the migrants get jobs, they display their economic success via cell phones and also summon home country peers from China, India, and many African countries. The growing cartel-managed migration business is made possible by support from President Joe Biden's Cuban-born, pro-migration border chief Alejandro Mayorkas. For example, Mayorkas allows migrants to get jobs by refusing the legal requirement to detain migrants until their asylum claims are judged. Instead, he lets them get jobs to repay their smuggling debts. Mayorkas also intervened in 2021 and 2022 to pressure Panama to let the smugglers boat their customers to a port further up Panama's Caribbean coast. The boat journey shortened the trek through the jungle and allowed the Colombian groups to move many more people north. There is no evidence that Mayorkas is using threats of trade sanctions to get Colombia to stop the lucrative trade. Instead, he used U.S. diplomatic power to establish safer and easier routes for migrants through Panama, Mexico, and other countries. Mayorkas's unused power to curb migration was made clear early this year when the number of people crossing the Darien Gap crashed once he announced new border rules to replace the loophole Title 42 barrier. But the migration numbers rose rapidly once the cartels and the migrants recognized the Mayorkas's new rules were no barrier to U.S. jobs, housing, and schools. Migration through Colombia. Mayorkas's open border policy is good news for Colombia's national airport, local retailers, bus companies, and the once poor port of Necoclí on Colombia's northern coast, according to the New York Times. The port is the jumping-off point for global migrants who buy boat trips across the gap between South and Central America and then trek through the Darien Gap Jungle Trail in southern Panama. The article is headlined, "A Ticket to Disney?" Colombian, politicians charge millions to send migrants to U.S. The smuggling bonanza, said The Times, is openly managed by the New Light Darien Foundation, amid oversight by the local crime cartel, dubbed the Gaitanas Self-Defense Forces, which is also known as the Gulf Clan. In July, one of Mayorkas's top aides, Argentinian-born Blas Núñez Neto, admitted, "We see migrants now routinely paying smuggling organizations vast sums of money, often more than $10,000 to $15,000, to facilitate their journey to the border. This is so lucrative, for the cartels, in fact, that we are now seeing the drug cartels actually moving people and becoming deeply involved in human smuggling, not just in Mexico, but throughout the region, including, you know, in South America's Colombia and Darien Gap region." The migrants are coming from Africa and Asia and include many people, and even families, from India, China, Congo, and Cameroon. Many other migrants are coming from Venezuela, Brazil, and other countries in South America and the Caribbean. Once the global migrants cross over the Darien Gap, they are aided and then bused northwards to Mexico by various U.S.-funded nonprofits. The northward trail through Panama to Mexico is funded and overseen by Mayorkas, usually via United Nations organizations. For example, he reportedly expanded the Darien Gap Jungle Trail in 2022 after elite media outlets acknowledged the death of many migrants on the trail. In April, journalist Michelle Young visited the migrant camps in Panama that are being expanded by Mayorkas, and told Breitbart News. "They're clearly expanding. Today, just hours ago, I was in a camp just 300 meters from where I'm sitting. And they've got new buildings there and nobody's slept on the bunks yet. These buildings house about 60 bunk beds each, that's about 120 sleepers per building. Some of these bunk beds are brand new. They still have the plastic on them. I was in the building today looking at them. And they're still increasing capacity. They're clearing land right over here, right behind the hotel I'm staying at, to put more buildings. We were in both camps today. They're both at least twice as big as they were last year." But many people die on the trail created and expanded by Biden and Mayorkas. In February, at least 39 adult and child migrants were killed in Panama when one of the Mayorkas buses crashed. The overall death toll on the trail has been huge because many migrants die from floods, falls, and exhaustion. Bandits in Panama's jungles also kill migrants on the trail, partly because Panama's government will not let the cartel supply armed guards for its migrant clients as they pass through Panama, the New York Times report said. On the Panamanian side, small criminal bands rove the forest, using rape as a tool to extract money and punish those who cannot pay. The regional head of one aid group said that women and children are often the victims, with men forced to watch. Children as young as 6 have been shot and killed in this section of the jungle in the past year. The migrant flood is quietly welcomed by the U.S. government because it also provides the U.S. consumer economy with a bonanza of migrant workers, renters, and consumers. One result of the government-delivered flow is that Americans' per capita consumer spending has declined because migration has cut wages, raised inflation, and spiked housing prices. The inflow also delivers more government-dependent poor clients to the agencies run by the Democratic Party in New York, California, and other states. The hardworking and healthy migrants are welcomed by many U.S. employers. Without the migrants, CEOs would have to recruit, motivate, and train millions of Americans who are now excluded from jobs because they are more expensive to hire, and are often older, sicker, addicted, and alienated. But Mayorkas and his fellow progressives are uneasy about the quiet cooperation with the Gulf Clan cartel. So Mayorkas recently announced he would set up a new safe mobility office in Colombia to win a greater share of the migration business from the Colombian cartel. "The migration cannot be stopped," claimed Nunez Neto, the assistant secretary for policy at Mayorkas's Department of Homeland Security. "There's very little we can do at the border that's going to stop people from coming if we don't also give them the hope that there's a legal way to come here," he insisted in August, despite the historical record under President Donald Trump's tenure. In late May and early June, the administration claimed a 70% decline in illegal migration as their new rules replaced the Title 42 border barrier. While Nunez Neto protests his department's innocence, he and Mayorkas have repeatedly called for more migration into American jobs, homes, and schools. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow further reduces the political clout of native-born Americans because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Mayorkas has said he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to the elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion. According to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR, the 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.